Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee.
Live from Madison Square Garden. Whoop-dee-scoop.
Can I get recorded to my computer? Hey, we recording right now.
Are we?
Yeah, tell Lena get out of here.
Get out of here, Lena. Hey, Lena has been an avid, loyal fan of Whoop-dee-scoop.
I appreciate her.
We should thank you for that.
I think we have four legitimate, pretty big fans of the podcast, or like supporters.
Obama, Lena,
and Kanye West.
God dang!
That's now, all we need.
But Andy always talks to us about it.
Yeah.
Who's Andy?
He's one of our coworkers. He's who I was talking about in the group chat, who wanted to be part of an episode eventually.
That's cool. I was in the NBA Discord today saying that we're going to make some stickers too. Bri, you want to say anything about your day, man? How are you?
No, just looking forward to grabbing a drink with GK later.
That's right. That's right. Sad you're missing out on it, Dev.
Yeah, you know, such is life.
When are you heading out here next? It's been a while.
I don't know. I'm hopefully going to try to make a trip October, but at the least the holidays.
All right. Sounds good. We should do a Whoop-dee-scoop NY tour.
You guys are more than welcome. Can crash on my couch. Got plays. Got some mics.
Live from the garden. Live from Madison Square Garden. Whoop-dee-scoop.
Can we get Spike on it?
Absolutely. He's my neighbor.
What up, Spike? All right, cool, guys. We'll go through to the slant lines. A slow week in the NBA. We're in the doldrums of summer here. Some of the biggest news, Carmelo getting moved out of the way. Traded to the Hawks for Schroeder. Schroeder's an interesting piece, interesting guy, really, with some shady history. We'll see how that all shakes out. On the Carmelo side of it, you know, he's definitely going to get waived here. Basically a contract dump. And where do we think he's going to end up?
Houston.
Houston, yeah, got to be right.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Do we think he has anything like left in the tank?
If he comes off the bench, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think he's willing to do that, I guess, is the next question.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been so good at my job where I'm like, I am not going to be able to come off the bench, guys. Like, this is my team. I just don't get that mentality. But hopefully he can buy in. He's what, 30? How old do you guys think he is these days?
I'm going to go 34.
He was drafted 03? Yeah, 34, right. 35.
Yeah, 34.
I think he's a downgrade from Ariza.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Big time.
I don't think anybody could argue that.
It's crazy to say that, considering how well his career has gone up until last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously seeing LeBron still playing at the level that he's been playing at just puts into perspective what LeBron's actually doing right now, too.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. At the same time, like, Carmelo just not taking care of his body at all and just kind of walking into the gym to see what he can do. This is how it turns out.
Just chucking.
You know, but it will be fun to hopefully see him in that offense. Like, hopefully buying into the system, being big four, floor spacer, could be good in D'Antoni's system.
Yeah. I think the good thing in that system is that they get a lot of possessions going because it's such a high-octane offense that there will be enough ball to go around. I think we'll see him go back over 20 points per game that we've seen him do throughout his career.
Oh, wow. That's a hot take.
A hot take, actually, yeah. With CP still there?
With CP still there, yeah. I think if the Rockets do sign him, he'll get over 20 a game, but obviously, he'll be a liability on defense when he gets back to that Dubs Rockets matchup.
Wow. I'll take the under on that, Bri. I don't know if we have any board bets here, but I'm definitely taking under.
How much?
Put on air so it's official.
What do you want, Bri? You want a nice night out? You want to go to a bar, buy a steak? What are you thinking?
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Out on the town.
Let's do a steak dinner.
I'm jealous. All right.
Loser buys Devin's flight to San Francisco.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. I need an Expedia deal for that one.
We're betting Warriors win the championship, right? Just want to confirm what the bet was.
Yeah.
I get to pick the year?
The other news last week, really this week, was Kevin Love reached Cleveland, which is kind of a cool story. What's your guys' take on that one?
I feel like it's a thank you contract. I don't know. I'm happy for K-Love. His numbers are going to go up, obviously, now that he's moved to that number two or more of a number one slot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smart for Cleveland to make this decision. I don't know if he's, shown that he's worth this much.
Hell no.
120, but.
Hell no.
Again, it's a thank you contract for Kevin Love, and I get why it seems like it makes sense.
You're not feeling it, right?
Man. Only Kobe was worth that thank you contract. They're not making money. They're not putting up attendance numbers, putting Kevin Love out there on the Cavs.
No.
I mean, 17 and 9, that's worth 120 mil nowadays.
Hey, I bet those go up. I bet he has a better year than Melo.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's going to be like a 23 and 11 guy this year.
Yeah, I think that ability is still there as long as the team's shaped around that, which it will be here.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not right.
All right. Anyways, moving on here to the stuff that matters, I guess. You want to add in – so we're talking here before the episode, and we have Vince Carter's being one of the lead signings this week from Devin. Devin, you want to break that down a little bit?
I mean, I'm excited to see that his tour is still going.
That is true.
I don't ever want Vince Carter to leave the game. Evaluation wise, is this a great pickup for the Hawks? I guess, sure.
I mean, if I'm a Hawks fan, I'm gonna pay to see him.
Oh yeah, I'm for sure buying a Vince Carter Hawks jersey. I'm doing the whole thing.
Pop quiz: when was Vince Carter drafted? What year?
Oh,
I'm gonna go
94.
94.
I'm gonna go 99.
Yeah, 99. That feels right.
98.
Yeah.
Ooh, 94. Say Uncle Drew playing.
Oh, that's right.
Is he still doing that?
Damn. That's what he
looks like. Have you guys watched a big three game here?
What's up?
Have you guys watched a big three game?
I have. It's fun. I think it's fun. Katina Mobley is still really good.
I think they have Dante Jones in the big three now.
Oh, yeah. He was talking shit with Gary Payton.
Yeah, what a scrub, man.
Yeah, fuck that guy. That guy pushed Kobe in the back.
Oh, man. Victory.
One of the dirtiest players in the league.
Yeah, that was shady.
Fuck Dante Jones.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Yeah. That by Hoopity Scoop.
Yeah. Hoopity Scoop gang.
Dante Jones in person. It's punk on sight.
You better walk the other way. All right, guys, let's move on here to the meat of the episode, the exciting part. Let's tip off with the Southwest Division. We had a fun one last episode, having the Northwest, where every team is good. We definitely don't have this time. We got some bottom of the barrel. No offense to Grizzlies or Mavs fans here, but these are tough times for them. Let's start off with the Grizzlies. So tough season, really. I want to say rebuilding year, but I can't even really say that given the makeup of this team and the organization and what they're trying to achieve. So they lost Conley for much of the year, fired their head coach, ended with the second worst record in the league, 22-60, for some sad, sad times. Don't really have too much to build on. You know, I think they liked what they saw to Dylan Brooks even. I don't know. I can't really – everything else would be more of a stretch. Anything you guys want to say here?
This was bad. This was bad. I don't know. There were so many injuries. Like you said, Mike Conley, Parsons on the bench stealing checks. Wayne Mark Gasol, didn't he get hurt too?
Yeah. I think he played in about 70 games, though. What was that?
I said Brandon Wright is still in the NBA. I'm really curious about the Warriors drafting that. I mean, Mario Chalmers is my guy, but he played awful this year. I don't know. Memphis is – oof. They just need to delete that season altogether.
Yeah. I don't know where they can really go from here. I mean, they threw so much money at Mike Conley, and it seems like Gasol is exiting out of his prime right now. I mean, he's still going to be a smart player and an asset to a team that can actually have a chance at the playoffs. So definitely not in Memphis. I don't know what they can do to get themselves out of being part of the last place of the conference.
Yeah, and it's difficult to really evaluate their performance with Conley out. Like, some of these numbers are so sad with pace and points per game.
Yeah. They're 29th, right, on offense?
Yeah, next to dead last in pace, which is painful and definitely not the way the league's headed.
Yeah.
If you want to win some games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to be too critical of them with their best players out. Right. But at the same time, let's get it together here, guys. You know, the season prior, they did finish pretty strong, making the playoffs, losing to the Spurs in the first round. So maybe with Gasol, Conley coming back, adding Kyle Anderson this offseason, exciting rookies in Carter and Jaren Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe they can make a couple runs with these veteran Grizzlies like we've had the last decade.
Yeah, but they're missing Zebo.
Yeah.
They're missing Tony Allen.
They don't have any scoring. It's just Conley.
Yeah.
It's like Conley and Mark pick and roll, which will be – they have no other person to stretch the floor or give them space.
Yeah.
Tyreek Evans played his best career, I think, since his rookie year last year.
Yeah, and to not have them capitalize on that by moving him at the deadline, like, you gotta sign that out. Yeah.
You gotta figure that out. You can't just let that walk because Indiana, congrats to them because that was a great replacement for Lance Dance. But
he could be replaced.
Yeah. Who knew? but yeah, I don't know.
Pretty painful with these contracts too.
Yeah. I think that you should move Gasol, to be honest with you. While they can.
I mean, it's just a tough contract to move even. I'm not sure which of the good teams have the cap space to do that. And then which of those middle tiers think that they can, you know, become an elite team by adding Gasol and take that on. It's a really small market. So we'll see. What do you guys think about this offseason? I'm a huge fan of Jaren Jackson, and I absolutely, absolutely love Javon Carter here. And I think he has a 3-year or 4-year guaranteed deal, which is cool to see. And hopefully keep that grit and grind alive from Press Virginia. Should be a lot of fun for those fans.
Yeah.
What do you guys say? A to F grading scale for these guys. What do you guys give it?
A D plus. No, I'll give him a C minus because I like Kyle Anderson a lot. I think his game is great. But they just haven't done anything really mind-blowing.
Not much of a draft guy, not very aware of the different college players. So I'll just give my prediction for their season next year. And I think they still bottom out at the bottom of the West.
With everybody healthy.
Even with Mike Conley coming back.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll up their wins to 30 from 22 to 30, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely a tough spot. Not sure where they go either. Overall, I think if we look at this in a vacuum, like drafting Carter, Jackson, and Anderson are all good choices.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I go C plus if anything, but I think what this offseason should have been doing is looking for cap flexibility.
Exactly.
And that's just not on their books, sadly.
Yeah, they don't know.
we need some direction here. I'd be curious what Grizzlies fans say about that, if they're all in on these guys and want to keep riding Conley and Gasol, but
yeah,
it's a painful future.
They're Grizzlies fans?
Hey, Casey, shout out.
Yo, shout out. It seems like they just need to change their front office, to be completely honest.
Yeah, that might be the only way. Speaking of front office, the next team on this list here is Dallas Mavs and Mark Cuban. You know, definitely excited to talk about Luka, but before we do, a rough season again for them. Finished 13th in the NBA Western Conference at 24-58. I was surprised they were actually 5th in attendance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, man. Keep selling those tickets, seeing Dirk play. I'm glad we get another season of him. The season prior, they were finished 11th, so really kind of at this bottom feeding level. They do have a bit of a different ownership strategy and team structure where I think they can make some strides they need to. I like some of these building pieces in DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr., Harrison Barnes, your guys'. And then some big off-season acquisitions in Luka, obviously, and DeAndre Jordan finally getting to become a Mav.
Finally.
You know,
is that
again,
official? Did he actually sign, or
you know, until I see him in the jersey playing a game, I'd still be worried.
Yeah, it seemed like last season the Mavs were trying to figure it out for the future. Mm-hmm. I was looking up some of their stats, and 16 different players saw the starting lineup.
Wow.
And they had 9 players average over 20 minutes a game in the season. And, you know, considering their record, obviously they're just running through rotations, mm-hmm. trying to figure out a 5 that could actually work and, you know, build on that for this season. You mentioned mm-hmm. Dennis Smith Jr., one of the more exciting players to come out from last year. I mean, he had that pretty sick summer league almost dunk. I don't know if you guys saw that, but
yeah, it was nice.
He's got bounce. And like you said, GK, just another chance to see Dirk, one of the legends. I think he's actually underappreciated. His finals run is the most underrated playoff run, I think.
Gets
lost in the LeBron only won 2 out of 4 in Miami story. And this dude beat the Lakers looking to three-peat, the Thunder with James Harden, and the big three in Miami in their first year, and was hitting a ton of clutch shots. So it'll be nice to have him get some appreciation for his last season, and hopefully they do something big for him.
Yeah, well said, Brad.
Hell yeah. Yeah, well said, Brad. I think Dallas is doing a great job of like in their rebuild process, like Brian highlighted with all the players that are kind of getting minutes. I guess it's kind of the hot takes that I got from this past season. DSJ obviously is going to be a star in the league, and he struggled for his rookie year, but he was still averaging 15-5-4, so that's a rookie year average struggle. I'm excited to see how he's going to figure out how to consistently dominate. And even though Barnes is, you know, we have a bitter taste from seeing Barnes choke in the finals and playoffs. We won't talk about that. Barnes really had a good year this year. I think he's proven that he's this really solid number two type of guy. He's not your number one guy. That's why Dallas only won 24 games this year. But I mean, he's going to get 18-5-5 every night. So I think he's proven his worth in the NBA and his contract worth.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dev. I don't think they go anywhere if Barnes is going to be their number one option.
Right, exactly. But they need to keep him for sure. And I don't know, we haven't jumped into Luka yet, but I think all their signings kind of are setting up for DSJ, obviously, to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Will be great for Dallas. I think Dallas is headed in the right direction for sure.
They lost a Seth Curry to Portland, Doug to Indiana and Nerlens this season, which I'm sure they're glad to get off of that wild ride.
That Nerlens project?
Hey, man, he turned down some big money and is paying the price for it now. That's for sure.
Play that sound bite.
All eyes are on Luka. I love – one of the reasons I love the draft, especially when a team moves up for it, is they are putting – every chip they have into the table for this guy. And it's a big bet to put on him trading, you know, Trae Young essentially in a first round pick of the future for Luka. But I think it's the right one to make. And if you think he can be that all-star or superstar, you got to do that. You got to get your superstar in the league, which is a reoccurring theme here. In my opinion, I think Luka can be that person. I think at his age, 18, in the illustrious career he's had overseas, he has all the tools and the right system around him in Dallas. To be the best player he can be. And I'd be pretty surprised if he's not a multi-year all-star at worst.
Yeah, wow. I agree with everything you said.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Dennis Smith Jr., they're being able to facilitate and have him be on the wing and create for Harrison as well and DeAndre. Like, it's a system that, to your point, Dev, just makes sense in comparison to the Grizz.
Right.
They're definitely making the right moves in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be cool to see and a lot of fun to watch. It could be a good league pass team this year.
Yeah.
To check out. What do you guys see? No playoffs. I'm taking it from the crew.
Yeah, no.
No playoffs, but looking at their starting five, that's a nice young core. DeAndre, he'll add a lot to the team, 15 boards a game.
Mm-hmm,
I think this is a playoff team in 2-3 years.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Really excited for Luka and DeAndre. Highlights this whole season.
Yeah.
Dropping dimes to DeAndre, which is going to be sick. A la CP3 and DeAndre Clipper days. And shout out to Yogi for showing that he deserves to be in the NBA as a solid point guard, man. Yeah, he was averaging like 10-3 this year, shooting close to 40 from outside for a guy that like got called up from the D League in order to now fully establish him as like a career as a backup point guard. Yeah, shout out.
Well, well earned. And he got paid too, right?
He did.
What did this guy get? 80 mil.
All right. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break now. Devin, you want to kick us off with a song you're feeling lately?
You know, Chance dropping those four singles.
Woo!
That footwork, that wallet. Big old booty, gotta jump, gotta do me, gotta plan, gotta duty, gotta dance, gotta boogie. I'm a fan, gotta stand, gotta cam. It's a movie, make my gram look like Chance, like a friend.
What's kind of sad though, it's kind of fucked up, is like his brother drops an album the week before and then he just steals the show with just four songs.
Yeah, but no one's listening to his brother's album without Chance.
That's true.
No, yeah, Chance that's feature fair. On it?
What's that's that? Fair.
Was there no Chance feature on it?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think but it's just Taylor.
There's no chance I'm going to listen to it.
Come on, man. It's not bad.
Include that into this episode, please.
Yeah. Nah, just kidding. Damn.
Oh, that's terrible.
Take.
65th and Inside is the best song on this, though, Dev.
I love that song a lot. I think that's my favorite song on there, too. I especially love the hook.
I know someone who disagrees with you, Dev. And it's me.
One thing I disagree. Dev says this is better than Coloring Book.
Hot take.
That is a hot take if I've ever heard one.
These four Chance tracks, you could leave this in the episode. I love Chance the Rapper. I love everything he does for the community. He seems like an upstanding citizen.
But.
Sound like Stephen A. Smith buttering them up.
But. Coloring Book has to be one of the most overrated mixtapes of all time.
Wow.
No, it was. I mean, Coloring Book was okay. Wow. I just didn't think it was as great of a classic as everybody else said. I really enjoyed these last four tracks. I think they're better than the whole Coloring Book project.
You just hate positivity, Dev.
Hate
positivity in these last ones.
Get out of here.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I'm trying to have Chance be depressed. Damn it. No, I'm
trying to have his next album sound all Ushery.
Ushery.
Confessions.
All right, I'm a little ready to get onto these better teams.
Yeah, let's get to the, you know, to the meat.
All right, moving on to San Antonio Spurs. This is a fun team. You know, all the animosity of Kawhi over the last year, and they still managed to make the playoffs as only the Spurs do at 47-35 and losing to your Golden State Warriors. They finally got LaMarcus to buy into the system, I think, coming out of prior season was a big question mark if he even wanted to be there. But finishing his second stint there really strongly with an All-NBA second team, 23 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, getting blocks, kind of doing it all for them. And the other exciting piece is Deontay Murray, who will pair so well with DeRozan. But being that defensive wing and getting a second team all defense, which I didn't realize, but well deserved.
Yeah, the Spurs will be fun this year. Yeah. This is definitely the most uncertainty that they've had in two decades. trading away their star player, I think they're just used to such consistency with Tony Parker, Duncan, Ginobili staying put for so long.
Yeah.
I think the three of them may have the most playoff games played together by a trio in NBA history. So it's a bit unsettling to see them kind of stuck in this uncertainty of what to do with Kawhi and how they were going to move forward. And, you know, a few people thinking that they weren't going to make the playoffs this upcoming year. And yeah. I mean, so, I was definitely one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had that hot take on here, huh?
those fools thinking they wouldn't make the playoffs. But no, I mean, with DeRozan in, they'll obviously have two all-stars they're putting out there in their starting lineup. They still have plenty of depth. Bellinelli, Rudy Gay, Patty Mills, those are really great role players. And Ginobili and LaMarcus just being those anchors and can do whatever's needed of them. Add in DeRozan to the mix, who has that chip on his shoulder. And, you know, I think they'll finish fifth in the conference.
Yeah, well said, Brian. I agree with you. I think on paper they look like one of the top three teams in the NBA for sure. But yeah. I'd say, yeah, I have them finishing above seventh. I was going to put them maybe in the top four. They're just so deep. And like, each set of the starting and the bench five just seems like they're composed looking at it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of experience. It's a lot of athleticism with Rudy and DeMar. Rudy doesn't really have to be as consistent as he's had to be, you know, like on other teams with DeMar there. It's, I don't know, they're good. They look really good.
Yeah, it's just tough in the West, especially with the divisional rankings.
Right.
Because you're going to have the Warriors and the Rockets finish top in their division. So they get one of the top three seeds. And then I think the Lakers will finish with a better record than the Spurs, which will push the Spurs down to the fifth. But that's a potential Spurs-Lakers first-round series. Bring the rivalry back.
Oh, man.
That'd be fun.
Give the people what they want.
And DeMar can get bounced by LeBron in a different conference all over.
Oh, don't go like that.
he can't escape the LeBron shadow. That'd be so sad, but it's
going to happen. Man, this is a ploy. That's why that Raptors GM did it.
That's some evil villain type scheming.
Dude, that's hella funny.
I think they got out of Kawhi in the best way they possibly could.
Absolutely.
Adding a star in DeMar, getting a nice bench player that has potential for more in Poeltl. And being able to, you know, keep this thing going with Pop, I think that's the big thing, is they want to be competitive every single year, and they weren't about to, you know, go in rebuild mode anytime soon.
Yeah, it certainly beats trading for young pieces that they would have gotten from the Lakers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. They did lose Danny Green, which hurts as well. Kyle Anderson gets rid of that same depth, and Tony Parker. But at the same time, you know, Pop can make anyone a serviceable player, it feels like, in the league, and has continued to do that every single year.
Yeah.
I know as the Spurs fans as well are excited for some of these younger guys, with Derek White and Brandon Paul, so we'll see what they have and if they can be that next iteration of these Spurs teams that we've come to love over the years.
Yeah. God damn them for being so damn good. For so
long. 2 decades, man. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone from hating them to respecting them to liking them back to just respect. And now it's like, man, fuck the Spurs still being good.
All right, on that note, I think the offseason, kind of, you know, in a classical Spurs way, just remaining consistent, but making the right moves there, I give it a solid B. How do you guys feel?
Give them an A.
Yeah, I give them like an A-.
Wow.
Getting DeRozan... Oh. Not perennial, but he's been probably at least a 4-time all-star within the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great trade.
Yeah. Getting rid of Tony Parker, giving the keys to DeJounte Murray. Or is that how you say it? DeJounte?
DeJounte.
DeJounte?
Murray.
Murray. Giving the keys to Murray.
There we go. We'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Trading away a player with a torn groin? Yeah, Spurs won.
Yeah, that's a lot of wins there. You guys make some good points. Going into a more almost interesting offseason and more changes is the New Orleans Pelicans. Coming into last year, they had their first full season, what looked like in a Boogie coming in. He just played 17 games the year prior, where they ended at 34-48, missing out on the playoffs. They finally get this Boogie AD working together. And it turns out pretty well. 48-34 record, finished 6th in the West, moving on to beat the Blazers, and then, you know, losing to the Warriors. But having a good AD, Boogie, Twin Towers combo with a great defensive pressure and Drew on the wings, and leading the way in pace as well, getting that Alvin Gentry offense, I think, finally working how he envisioned it. So we'll see how they kind of bounce back from that. But any interesting things you guys want to call out about last season first?
Welcome back, Drew Holiday.
Arising from the dead.
Yeah, seriously. That dude played out of his mind last year. Not out of his mind. He played back to his all-star caliber that we all had seen in years past. It was great.
Has he been an all-star in the past?
Yeah, he was an all-star, I want to say 2015 or 14.
Yeah, I think the season right before he was traded from the Sixers.
Interesting. I actually didn't know he was an all-star, but I mean, yeah, he balled out last year, especially in the playoffs. He had an unbelievable series against the Blazers. Big reason why they swept them in that first round.
Yeah, they couldn't stop him, or they being the backcourt of the Blazers. Could not contain him at all. He was just getting to the rim, and he was playing Dame really tough the whole playoff series. And Dame obviously struggled in that series. Got to give credit to Drew.
Yeah, but no Rondo, no Cousins. It's going to be tough. I think we'll be on MVP watch all year for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Early money has to be on him, right?
Yeah. Really interesting thing is when Cousins went down, the Pelicans actually lost their next 4 of 5 games, and their record was at 28-26. But they finished the season at 48-34 after that injury. So,
that's just crazy.
Just an insane tear by AD. And I don't know. I don't see them being able to make the playoffs next year.
Oh, wow.
I've got them out. I've got the Pelicans and the Blazers missing to make room for the Nuggets and the Lake Show.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with you there, Brad.
Shit. Damn it. Also, so good.
Yeah. And I also got to say, they got the worst arena name in the league.
You're not a speaking guy?
Hey, they could be a sponsor. Well, let's think about this.
Smoothie King Center? Come on, man. It was like Auntie Anne's Arena.
Hey, if Oracle changed it at, that would be hype.
So Auntie Anne's Arena?
The bar zone.
If they had Auntie Anne's in the arena, I'd be hyped. But I wouldn't be hyped if they named it after it.
Oh, there's a big difference.
That's a good line. Is it the Kings that's a nut, an almond? Or is that just their jersey sponsor?
That's their jersey sponsor.
Yeah, no, Kings is an almond.
It's like Blue Diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The fact that I knew that means their marketing's working.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
They got you.
Blue Diamond. Love Blue Diamond. Hoopity Scoop, sponsored by Blue Diamonds.
Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah. Nah, man, we got to keep encouraging Nintendo.
That's right. I mean, if Blue Diamond can penny up $5 million a year for Kings, we'll take, a couple K.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a couple.
Just that's it.
That's it. It's not true. Yeah, I mean, so the obviously the big offseason is losing to Marcus. We'll see what happens there. It seems like Anthony Davis and Cousins were surprisingly working well together, I'd say, and I wish we could have seen more of that.
Yeah.
But I do think we'll benefit from seeing Anthony Davis go full beast mode on the league this year, and it should be a ton of fun. Last year he ended it with 28 points per game, 11 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. Insane numbers. So he's just, starting to peak here. To replace Cousins, though, we brought in Julius Randle. And then I think Nikola Mirotic was a big acquisition, right, as Cousins went down last year. Able to, stretch the floor for them is huge at that 4 spot.
He was the one that shaved the beard, right?
That's right. They also picked up Elfrid Payton, who finally cut his hair too.
It's crazy. Nice. I thought he was supposed to wait until he won a championship or something.
Yeah, he gave up on that.
Big hair news coming out of New Orleans.
I think after being with Orlando, Phoenix, you quickly give up on those championships.
You know what? This is kind of dumb.
You see in the Warriors had Boogie and you just cut it right off.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy my career. Fresh head.
I'm going to see again.
I love the Julius Randle signing.
Yeah, it's a good deal, right?
Yeah, they got him for cheap. He had a career year last year, playing for his contract year, essentially. And, yeah, Pelicans got that steal. I think at the, by the end of the season, he'll be starting. It should be him and Anthony Davis starting over Mirotić. But Mirotić,
yeah, we'll see. I mean, with this lineup, you have to have some shooting with Solomon and Etuan Moore there. Mm-hmm. And I think Nikola balances that out a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely – Randall's, you know, definitely the better player all around.
Yeah.
You can even move Julius to the three.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Interesting. You guys think
that'd be a better lineup?
He showed enough last year where he's, like, able to handle the ball out closer to the perimeter.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a playmaker. I'm thinking more defensively. I'd be worried.
Yeah, I guess so. His lateral movement. I don't know. He's athletic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really see much of him defensively out in open space. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And you've got AD coming up from the weak side.
Yeah, great point. Able to switch everything and run that way. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they play. I do think they, to Brian's point, drop out of the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And then we get, you know, all the news cycles of where will Anthony Davis go next a year from now.
We'll have all this. Will he sign with the Warriors news?
Oh, dang. Then we can see him and Boogie get back together.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Please no. Please no.
Emeka's really still in the NBA. I like that.
Yeah, I love Emeka. Oh, man. Him and Ben Gordon back in the UConn days were so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, you're
he
talking
actually struggled to get back in the league, though, huh? He was out for probably 8 years.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting journey.
I don't know, man. Good for you for knowing that, GK.
You're not an Emeka guy?
Yeah. I thought you had his Hornets, or sorry, his Bobcats jersey.
I thought you had his SpongeBob jersey.
His SpongeBob jersey?
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, Bri, I got a treat for you.
The G League team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so ridiculous.
Wow.
You want to cop one of those?
If you're listening, please Google search Emeka Okafor SpongeBob.
Hey, Bri, can we make our bet actually to buy and wear one of these?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm down for that.
We need the shorts and the shirt combo, though.
That is an awful.
I don't know about the shorts. I would for sure rock the jersey.
Oh no! It's got to be shorts and shirt.
Yeah.
Shorts and shirt.
Gotta be. All right.
Fine.
All right. Yeah. Excited to have him back in the league.
Betty Armstrong, is he Brian? shout out to Betty Young Center in San Francisco.
Oh, man. That's a lot riding on Carmelo, Bri.
Shout out to Lee.
Lee!
With your big-ass ties. No one else knows that reference, but anyways.
You know, overall, how do you guys feel about this offseason?
I think they lost a lot. And they're not going to make the playoffs.
Here's a question first before we go into that. Do you think they should have re-signed Cousins?
No.
I think so.
I think after what Anthony Davis showed to finish out the year, and then he averaged 30, 13, and like 2-2, two steals, two blocks in the playoffs, I think your money may be better spent for a wing guy over Boogie, as great as Boogie is,
mm-hmm.
I think you need wing players to survive in the West more so than two towers.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need talent ultimately. And I if Boogie didn't have the injury, I think it's a no-brainer. But to have him have that, which sucks for the league, and not the Warriors, it's a lot. It's a big investment. It's a scary bet to take on signing him to a max contract and locking that money up for so many years. So I don't think you re-sign him, but I think it's more for injury concerns and risk there. And overall, though, like, I don't know, this offseason is kind of a wash for these guys. You lose out on a lot of wings that helped you in the playoffs. You add Julius Randle's the big get. I don't know, C-minus maybe? It's fine.
It's fine. I give him it's fine, C. It's fine.
Yeah. C.
You pass.
Keep moving on. So we'll see if they make the playoffs. I think one team we know for certain will is the Houston Rockets. Having a monster year last year, 65-17 record. which is a big leap from the year prior in terms of 55 and 27. Adding that extra 10 games is really hard to do and speaks a lot to the consistency they created on defense, I think. And the guy, Chris Paul, sure helps in that regard.
Yeah, I have them missing the playoffs this year.
I'll take that bet too, Brad. You're going to be living in a SpongeBob jersey.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was a great year all around for them. I think they have, you know, James obviously is the MVP leading the way, but then a sixth-man runner-up in Eric Gordon, most improved player runner-up in Clint Capella, and Morey, rightfully so, I think, winning exec of the year really takes that Morey ball and solidifies it as a viable option. Super fun team to watch, too. I know some people don't think so, but I'm a big fan of what they're doing.
I don't get how you – they're not fun to watch. They shoot.
James Harden.
They pass the ball. I guess people say his game is boring because he gets to the line a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of stoppage. Yeah, that's crafty seeing him get the calls that he gets. It's annoying if you're on the other team. But he's great at it. And plus, they had one of the best perimeter defending teams in the NBA. Like, I loved watching the Rockets. They were terrifying, but they just met, I don't know, the Warriors and lost CP3.
Yeah.
I still think the Warriors would have won with CP3, but still, that asterisk is unfortunate.
I think the Warriors lose with CP3.
Oh, really?
I did not see that coming.
Damn, Brian, hot takes. Like, I don't even know.
I'm a new guy, Dev. like, earlier in the series, the Rockets are the first team that I've seen the Warriors open the game with a huge run and somehow still lose. Like, I don't think I've seen that anywhere else, and a lot of it is because they had that extra weapon of CP3. And you saw him take over a few games. I think it was whatever game where what's his name?
Step back threes and shit.
Yeah, where Quinn Cook missed that wide open three.
Quinn Shook.
Yeah, Quinn Shook. I love that. But yeah, CP3 took over the game at the end, was just making some unbelievable shots. And he was doing that all series, and I don't see how he wouldn't be able to do that in either 6 or 7, where the Rockets had a double-digit lead in both games.
It's a question mark for the ages and kind of limits the window of this Rockets team.
They for sure missed their window. Their window of opportunity was this past year. I feel like this Trevor Ariza loss is going to hurt the Rockets really, really bad.
Huge.
He played okay offensively, but man, he was their main guy. He was their anchor on defense. A lot of people say it's Clint, but Clint, I don't want to get started on Clint Capella. We'll wait until later. But Trevor Ariza was their like backbone for the Rockets.
Mm-hmm. And PJ Tucker, though, I give a quick shout out to him.
Oh, yeah. Shout out PJ Tucker because he played really well this year, too. That was a surprising pickup that I didn't think was going to work out as well as it did for the Rockets. So, yeah. But you can't ask PJ Tucker to do what Trevor Ariza was doing.
No, you cannot.
Being the best player night in, night out. And then, yeah, I don't know. He's one of the best on-ball defenders in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Now he's no longer on one of the highest offensive powers in the NBA, and that sucks for the Rockets.
Yeah. I mean, you might be changing that opinion in a couple of months here, Dev. Suns look good.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I think what I love about this team is like they come in saying we're going to make more threes than you and we're going to win because of that. And that's cool in the league to have those type of teams. I think them and the Jazz very much where it's like we're just going to stop you as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun. And I think that's ultimately how you try and beat the Warriors is just being super, super ridiculously good at one thing and hoping – it helps.
I feel like they've kind of uncovered some sort of formula that can help with beating the Warriors. They're essentially emulating the Warriors defense. Put out a ton of scrappy wing defenders, switch everything. And I think one of the bigger keys was pushing KD out of the post. So you saw him as the series progressed. You know, he'd get some easy buckets down low, but Trevor or PJ Tucker just started him pushing him further and further away from the post where he had to start with the ball out on the actual perimeter, and that led to a lot more of the isolation plays that you most likely heard a lot of Warrior fans get pissed off about. Mm-hmm. And it really stalled the Warrior offense because KD's getting pushed out. Usually it's just a quick fadeaway jumper for an easy bucket. But when he's out on the perimeter, he's going through his typical one-on-one motions. That's stopping the ball from getting moved to the other side. And it makes the Warriors a bit more one-dimensional than they should be. Mm-hmm. And that's a more replicable type of defense than what we've seen in the past that the Warriors have encountered.
Yeah. Ball movement stalled a lot in that Rocket series. It was just like you said, that pushing of KD out to the perimeter forced a lot of ISO ball, a lot of erratic outside shots, a lot of standing and watching because they felt like that was a mismatch, which it was, but PJ Tucker played it really well. I also like to say that Clint Capella didn't do anything in the Western Conference Finals, and I have strong feelings of him being pretty overrated. So, but I still at the same time think the Rockets need to keep him and sign him because – I don't think they should start in an A. Passive and offense. But Clint Capella doesn't deserve the money that he's asking for, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, he was really played off the court with free throws. Kerr definitely took advantage of that, and rightfully so. I don't know if either of you guys are actually of the mindset that we shouldn't foul people intentionally and let them have free throws.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Someone who likes playing basketball and watching the game, but I get it from the coaching perspective. Mm-hmm. With that said, fuck that.
It's an annoying strategy.
You think should be allowed as a league? Should be legal.
Yeah, make your free throws. Otherwise, get off the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately Clint Capella is a fantastic regular season player. That is worth that money, but when you get to those playoffs and every possession matters, you're paying for a lot of bench time there, which is unfortunate. So hopefully you can improve in that regard. I'm really rooting for him. I mean, he's what, 23 or something?
Yeah, he's got time for sure. Has a lot of time.
It should be fun to watch with James Harden for a number of years here. They did have Chris Paul come back on a massive deal, which kind of locks him into that as well. And I think that's what we were alluding to. Closing the window down. Do we think this team can get back to that, one game difference with the Warriors this year?
I do not. I definitely do not.
Not with the current lineup. No. They need another wing defender to replace Ariza.
Yeah. I have a Carmelo for you.
Yeah.
I said defender.
Yeah. I would agree there.
They don't go on offense. That's not their issue.
Going into the season, one of our coworkers actually mentions, can Chris Paul stay healthy? And it's
a big question.
Yeah, it's been a big concern throughout his whole career. And it cost him the series, really. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Until he can show that he's getting out there for that long, then the window's even smaller.
Yeah, I mean, I think – are we all in agreement here that this is the second best team in the West?
Debating between them and the Lakers.
Yeah. As you would. I think the Lakers have to prove that to get to where the Rockets are. Talent-wise, it's pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
But just having that system that we've all been raving about is, I think, what ultimately makes the difference. All right, guys. To the post-game, I had a couple questions I thought about here. Who is the longest tenured teammates in the NBA?
Ooh. I am going to guess.
It was Tony Parker and Ginobili.
It was.
Is it Conley and Mike?
Or it is Conley and Marc Gasol. Yep, that's right.
Wow, Dev.
Way to go, man.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take off now.
Yeah, 10 Sorry, points Dev. For Gryffindor.
I'll get you a SpongeBob jersey for that one, Dev.
Wow. Yes. I hope those are for sale, man.
Yes.
Before we hype this up anymore, we need to make sure we can get them. The other thing I didn't realize is because no one watches the NBA Awards show, they have a section that's best style in the NBA, and this is something that NBA.com officially has a list for. Yeah, this is the world we're living in. Who do you guys think made the list?
I don't care. I'm sorry. I know it doesn't contribute much to the conversation.
All right, all right.
I'll let you two discuss.
I'm going to go with Russ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my boy Kuz.
Damn, do you have the list pulled up?
I'm going to go with – no, because I follow both of those guys on IG.
Wow.
And that's where my list stops. I don't know. Braun, maybe?
James made the list.
Oh, Harden, duh. Yeah. Another fashion guy.
What about Pilgrim Kobe? Where did he stand in that?
Oh, man. Top of the list.
He broke the list.
Yeah.
Probably put Swaggy P up there.
Hmm. Draymond does some interesting things.
You know, I'm just glad Dre's really good at basketball, man.
Oh, damn.
I'm just kidding. He's all right, I guess. Just glad he's okay. Where is this? Is this really?
Wow, it's really wow. On NBA.com.
Let's go!
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, you got this list, man.
Everybody!
You are clued in, man.
Hey, man.
You just got to be NBA's fashion correspondent, though.
Hey, bro. Listen, yeah. If you listen in right now, no joke. Didn't look it up. I'm just that hip. I know it's hot.
Follow Dev's Pinterest, guys.
Yeah. Dev's like the queer eye of the NBA.
all right.
I'm just saying.
I think we should end our episode title.
Devin's queer eye of the NBA. All right. I'm the fashion correspondent.
Which there you go, man.
Got it.
We're going to need that breakdown every week once the season starts, though.
Did you guys see LeVar Ball and Kuzma hanging out at the club in L.A. in fresh flannels? Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Do it like Stefan in SNL.
In this new club in Lower Manhattan.
That was pretty good.
That was great, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's been practicing this.
You know, you got a lot of free time.
It's that New York fashion that's getting to you.
I've changed, guys.
Saying I've changed with the hot takes. You're the one.
Is this a basketball podcast or is this New York Fashion Week?
Get back into NBA. We do have one user question here from our guy at NateSilva08 on Twitter.
Sure.
Sneak.
Nate! Sneak!
Sneak!
I kind of wanted to play it off like we didn't know him, so we have actual listeners, but that's good too.
Oh, Nate who? Hi, Nate.
Thanks for the follow, Nate. So he wants to know, he doesn't anticipate Mark Cuban being the type of guy to sit back and accept losing. So what moves do we think they're going to make the Mavs a playoff team? Anybody want to take that one on? It's a tough one.
That's tough. I mean, Mavs are not
moving to the East.
Yeah, I think the first thing will probably be moving to the East. I don't see any move possible for the Mavs to make the playoffs this year unless they trade for Braun. And yeah, that will make them an instant playoff team.
Yeah, I think they're in a nice rebuild right now.
Absolutely.
They'll take the next two seasons to build up their core, and they'll become another consistent playoff contender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Right as Luka and Dennis Smith are kind of reaching their peak and potential, you'll have a couple players come off the books there and hopefully build that big three, which should be pretty fun to watch, and I think they mesh super well together. I'm so high on Luka, guys. I think it's a great pick for them.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you got to do is just bet big on Luka and build that team up around him. And add to these young pieces that they've been doing. Just got to be patient.
Thanks, Sneak. I mean, Nate.
Thanks, user we've never met.
Loyal listener. Anything else you want to touch on? We got to go get dinner and some drinks, Bri.
Let's get it.
Get it. Thanks for listening to Hoopity Scoop. You want to sign us off, Bri?
Hoopity Scoop. Follow us. at Twitter, at Hoopity Scoop. I think we've got a Reddit account now as well.
Hoopity Scoop. Watch out for this.
Nintendo, if you're listening, love your games. Mario Tennis, Mario Kart, go get them. Working on that sponsorship. And we'll see you guys next week.